This is an AMI podcast.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI TV. There are lots of things you can do to manage your mental health. There are tangible things like self-care. There are intangible things like gratitude. Of course, there's also working with therapists and other professionals. No matter what you do preemptively, the fact is you may still find yourself facing a serious mental health challenge. That's when you have to do something else and take a mental health break. So let's talk about this with Shane Baker. Hey, good morning, Shane. Nice to chat with you once again.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm well. So Shane, I know this is going to take a little bit of vulnerability. We're about to have a very personal conversation, but what's going on with you right now?
Yeah, I think it's been building for a while. I think that my mental health has progressed to a place where I keep running into difficulties. I might have a little stretch of a week or, you know, a few days, but usually what keeps happening is I keep returning to a place that's been difficult for me to manage on my own, and I've been seeking out some medical support, and also have you know, a counselor that I speak with, and I just gotten to a place where it's time to put on take a little hold and you know, take a little bit of a inventory of myself.
Shane, I'm really sorry to hear about the challenges that you've been facing. I hope you don't find this too invasive, but I'm curious how your body might have been manifesting that, if your body was sending you signals about what you're feeling.
Yeah, I think it was progressive, Dave. I think you know, a lot of the things that me and you discuss here on this segment here, and basically started to fade away. So all those self-care practices that I try to implement into my life, whether it's you know, meditation or breathing or, like you said, gratitude, but also those important things like getting out for a walk and, you know, getting our hearts pumping as they were, you know, and those things started to slip, and I see that I was in a little bit of a survival mode, and it was like I kept stumbling, and I couldn't find my my balance again, and sure enough, a few days later, you know, I start to feel you know, symptoms again. And so I think it was progressive. I think I started to notice some increased anxiety. I started to, have difficult times falling asleep at night, just holding on to whatever I was doing during the day. I think there was quite a few different things that were going on for me. And you know, in this world, we don't really have a chance to stop. And so that's sort of where I'm at right now.
Along those lines, over the course of the time we've gotten to know you on this show, you've taken on quite a bit, especially with school and work. On the surface, these are really positive, aspirational things that bring positives to our lives, but they're also super hard work. How challenging is that, to strive for something that you know is good, but that also comes with just an immense energy drain?
Yeah, and you know, like 5 years ago, I couldn't have even imagined doing what I've been doing in the last, you know, since about June. And since we've entered September, I've been, you know, working and also going to school, and it's been incredibly draining. You know, there was weeks and months where I wouldn't even have 30 minutes to myself. I would work in the morning from 8 until 9:30, have school at 10:30, get home, you know, like it was never ending. And that's coming from a person who really, really appreciates his downtime and enjoys like picking up his iPad and watching one of his shows, like, yeah. You know, so
Shane, As you take this mental health break, do you plan on a full down unplug for a few days before you even begin devising a plan? I know that when I hit a burnout wall, I shut down the whole operation for 2 or 3 days before I even think about proactively tackling my issues. I almost think of it as a full reboot. So what's your plan here in the near future? Is it a full shutdown?
Well, and that's the thing, and I'm still stuck in this predicament right now where I still have to finish, my schooling. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It's like those due dates are still there. And yes, the university has some understanding and some, but at the end of the day, you have to get it done. And so I'm very close to that point where I can just put things on hold. And I've been slowly tapering away things in the last few weeks, but it just hasn't been enough, Dave. And that's why I approached you and your crew to let you know that, it's time for me to really focus on myself. And if I'm not well, then I'm not going to be able to do any of these things that I love to do. And this is definitely one of them. I always look forward to coming together and having these quaint discussions with you.
Well, Shane, for the sake of transparency, we did give you the option to just step away right away, but you wanted to come on and have this conversation publicly before taking a little break from the show. And just so you know, whether it's months or whether it's a year, you are welcome back as soon as you're ready. But I'm curious why it was you wanted to have this vulnerable conversation today. And sort of, I don't want to say goodbye, like say that it was a goodbye, but why you wanted to have this conversation publicly to share what you're going through with the audience.
I think first and foremost, I appreciated the response I received. I think so often we can get worried about, what's going to happen if we bring this to our employer or our school or whatever. And I was really greeted with understanding and compassion. And I think that was a really big lesson for me, because I can sometimes anticipate the worst. And I know that my situation is not unique. I know my experiences are unique, but I know that there's a lot of people struggling right now. There's a lot of people who are dealing with loss. A lot of people are sick. There's children who are struggling with respiratory viruses, and we're still in the middle of a pandemic. And I really just wanted to come on and just say, like, at the end of the day, we have ourselves to count on, and I just really needed to like honor how I was feeling and respect where I'm at right now, and to encourage the viewers who are listening to if they're feeling like similar to me, that they need to stop for a minute and realize that these health issues aren't just going to magically disappear. They're going to take a little bit of planning, sometimes pulling back, seeking out support. I know for myself, even just really recently, in the last little bit while since the last time we talked, I really had to start being honest with my family and friends around me. And I think that was a really, really, really big turning point, because all of a sudden I didn't feel like I was by myself. I had my partner, and I have my family and friends and even professional people who support me, and the people at my work have been great and so supportive. And so I just want to encourage people out there to reach out to somebody to listen to themselves, to listen to those signs, and to also put some value on those things that we talk about. Even in this chilly weather, trying to get some exercise, trying to stay away from all the chips and processed food, like all those things have an impact. And I think it wasn't one magical thing for me. It was a bunch of little things. And so I hope to use this next little bit over this next month to really regroup and I appreciate the offer, and I'll definitely just keep working away at myself, and hopefully I'll be able to come back and join you all again.
Shane, we deeply admire your honesty and vulnerability. We're grateful for the time you spend with us. we're sending you love and encouragement over the course of this time that you're taking to finish your studies and finish your work. And when you're ready to come back, the door is open for you. So please, please stay in touch. And with lots of love, we say see you later for now.
Thank you, my friend.
That's Shane Baker talking about the importance of taking a mental health break. We practice what we preach here on Now with Dave Brown. Mental health is critically important. Self-care is critically important. And we're deeply grateful to Shane for sharing his honesty with us this morning. Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV.
Hi, I'm Red Sail, inviting you to download the latest episode of My Life in Books, where internationally acclaimed authors discuss their lives, their work, and three books that have resonated with them. That's My Life in Books, available wherever you get your AMI podcasts.